Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management and Blackridge Asset Management LLC. Peak Broker Services LLC is not an affiliate of Independent Solutions or Financial Guys LLC.
You're listening to The Financial Guys.
We're $23 trillion in debt, honey. We don't have an extra surplus of money. Newsflash, guys. Stop attacking businesses, because when all the businesses are gone, nobody's going to pay your salary anymore. You get that?
If the goal is to create a loser mentality, you're winning.
I'm going to build a big, beautiful wall with a big, beautiful door. Well, guess what? We have a big, beautiful door, all right? It's the wide
it's
open
about 90%.
Southern border, right? Yeah.
Here's Glenn Wiggle and Mike Lomas.
All right, welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys.
We're already half into it.
Yeah. the place where money meets politics. And for those of you who watch this on YouTube, listen, you know we have a lot of fun with this. Very similar to our radio show. In fact, a lot of times we'll mess up and say, welcome back to the program, like we took a commercial break.
Yeah.
But 20 years of radio, that's what happens. We have a ton of stuff to talk about. We'll talk about COVID today. We're going to talk about the election results or the
fraud,
whatever you call that. Yeah.
Yeah, I call it fraud.
As we predicted, by the way, using the COVID virus to delay ballots, to delay votes, and then they could figure out how many votes they needed.
Yep.
And for those of you who say, oh, you're nuts, how much proof do we need? Well, first of all, they just put Pennsylvania back into the category of a possible win for Donald Trump, right? That should tell you enough right there.
Well, they want to move on as fast as they can. They want nothing to see here. I said this on Saturday, Evan. If those that don't follow us on Twitter, you need to, @FinGuy. Same thing with Facebook, because especially during hunting season, because I spend most of the morning while I'm sitting in a tree stand just tweeting like crazy, right? And I'm thinking about, you know, all the media I'm watching going, well, let's just move on. And I said on Saturday, before they even announced it, as soon as Nancy Pelosi announced that she was going to have a speech, I said, here we go. Now, here's what's going to happen. Nancy Pelosi is going to call for Biden.
Yep.
The media is going to back her up, right? And then by Saturday afternoon –
It's assumed victory.
By Saturday afternoon – almost spilled that.
Yeah.
By Saturday afternoon, what they'll be doing is they'll be dangling – no, not there yet – but dangling money in front of people like Romney and Jeb Bush, right?
Yeah.
And then by Monday, we're all supposed to accept it. And then you're right.
Yeah.
If you don't accept it, you're a radical.
Yeah.
That's the last –
Well, that's already where we are now.
Yeah.
We're at that point.
We're at Tuesday now.
You're
exactly.
a right-wing radical if you don't accept the results, blah, 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 blah.
But they contested things. For the media to say there's no evidence, the Trump campaign continues to dispute this with no evidence.
No, I think there is evidence.
Well, there's a mountain of evidence, right? One of the folks, I think it's Michigan, just presented 131 affidavits. 131.
Yeah. Right.
Not three.
Right.
Not two.
We've got videos.
131 people that came forth that signed a thing under oath. An affidavit under oath that basically said, here's what I attest to, right? Here's what I saw. Here's the fraud I saw.
Yeah.
I've seen videos. You've seen videos, right?
Right?
Guy ripping them up, right?
Yeah.
I can play that for
you. Guy filling them out. How about the poll watchers, specifically Republican poll watchers, not allowed to go into the polling station, right? How about voting machines that the company that made the voting machine said, yes, there's a glitch.
Right.
There's a glitch.
Yeah.
And you know, and it just so happens that the glitch goes from Republican to Democrat.
A glitch is like, you know, a skipping of a record.
Yeah.
A glitch is like something in an omelet happens. A glitch is not everything switches from the R's to the D's, and they miraculously just come up with enough votes to push Biden over the top in the swing states that are needed after the fact.
After the fact. At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Unreal.
Every Trump voter went to bed at 11 o'clock going, okay, cool, this is over. It's not. Yeah. These folks are total dirtbags.
Well,
and again,
the same
I continue
with
to go
Biden
back to, here's,
laptop.
Just look at the families. Look at the leading families, right? It is the Biden crime family, the Clinton crime family, the Obama crime family. They actually have done nothing.
You can add the Bush. Did you mention Bush crime family?
Yeah, they've done absolutely nothing. At least the Bush family's been involved in some businesses.
Let me say something.
But here's the thing. They have done nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. I was talking to somebody the other day who's in the he was a mechanical engineer guy and he owns small concrete business. I said, think about what you do in your business, right? You create and give value to people.
Right.
You look at those families, they have done nothing.
Well, they fixed Haiti.
Yeah.
Remember that? They raised all that money for Haiti, and the Haiti's it's all fixed
Well,
now.
They were going to, but then $13 million came out of the Clinton Foundation to pay for Chelsea's wedding.
Oh, that didn't go to the – they're still poor there.
Yeah, still poor. Still poor.
Who knew?
Miraculously poor.
I thought they had fixed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say before, you ever see that video where they're at the Justice Scalia's funeral and a note gets passed to George Bush? And he opens up the note in front of Laura and shows it to Jeb, and they all kind of roll their eyes like, oh, my. And they just have this sick look on their face. And everybody always speculated. I'll find it. We'll see if we can play it here. Everybody always speculated what was on the note. I think I know what's on the note now. I think the note said – don't ever forget who's really in charge.
Yeah.
I honest to God.
Right,
because now look it, I'm not for those that say, oh well, Mike and Glenn, you're a conspiracy theorist. Look at this is not who's the guy who screams at people, you know, he got banned from everywhere. He was crazy.
What's
his name? Anyway,
I see his face.
Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, right? But you know, again, to think that the government somehow is pure and good.
Yeah.
Let's go down some government things for a second, okay? On both sides of the aisle for a second, okay? I never thought the government would sell guns to Mexican drug cartels, but they did.
Right.
I never thought the government would use the IRS to target their political enemies, but they did.
Right.
Now let's tune to the Republican side.
Alex Jones.
I never.
By the way.
Alex Jones, thank you very much.
It would have driven me crazy.
Thank you very much.
It would have driven me crazy.
I never thought, that we would, and on the Republican side, I never thought that we would use secret prisons around the world to interrogate people to get information from them. But we did, right? George W. Bush did that, right? So, you know, or was it H.W. Bush? Which was the latter? H.W. Bush was the younger, right?
Yes.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. Second Bush, right? Bush number two. These people, I'm telling you what, the federal bureaucracy has taken on a life of its own.
It has.
Right? And Rush Limbaugh nailed it yesterday. Our founding fathers put the Constitution in place because we needed to create a nation of laws, not a nation of men.
Yep.
And what we have now are personalities and men
and families
that think that they can change the rules however they want.
And they can.
Whenever they can or whenever they want. And seemingly they're going to get away with it,
and they're going to get away with it, right?
And
they're going to pass it down, right? We've talked a lot about Hunter Biden and how now that's moving. The Biden family is moving.
Just right down to the next level.
Yeah.
Chelsea, Hunter. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Who else is involved in there? Oh, John Kerry's nephew's in there.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Chelsea will be in there as well. Yeah, they just pass it on. Yeah. It's really like the mob. But way more powerful. You can't break it up. It's
a new dynasty. So we had the Rockefellers. We had the Vanderbilts, right, of the old. You had the you know, folks like that were the initial, you know, power brokers, right? The people that J.P. Morgan that created the banks and the railroads.
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, we don't learn our history anymore. But these people, fortunately, went on to do wonderful, you know, philanthropic things and, of course, created a huge legacy for their families to live off that wealth.
They're doing philanthropic things for themselves.
Right.
They're setting up foundations so they can put the money through and manage it properly.
That's right.
And then give themselves positions to be able to extort money out of it.
Exactly.
Genius,
it's
by
really
the way.
Genius. So the voter fraud, by the way.
Disgusting, but genius.
So let's just go down some voter fraud stuff, because there's a ton of them, right?
Detroit City Elections employee. Workers coached voters for Joe Biden. Change dates on ballots. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
There's another one, right? How many of these are fake, folks? How many of you on the left think these are fake?
All fake. Nothing to see here. All conspiracy theorists.
90,000 people show up for a Trump rally. 10 people show up for a Biden one. There is absolutely zero chance he won this election. Zero.
If the Democrats were confident, then what they would
do a revote.
What
they'd just come back out and say, let's go through them.
Yeah, what they'd be saying right now is, let's do a recount. Mm-hmm. We can go right back through we'll do a recount. We're confident we won.
Yep.
Let's make sure if you really, really, really were truthful, Biden, about healing America and bringing people together.
Isn't that a bunch
of crap? You would be saying, let's go through this to make sure I legitimately won. No. He just sat back and said, let's be patient, folks. Eventually they're going to find enough ballots.
He
was awfully calm.
Let's put this in perspective, by the way, about healing America.
Right.
I can't think of just more BS, right? Now, this did not happen to our business, but could you imagine if you were one of the 1,000 business owners that just got your window smashed in, all your inventory
inventory
stripped out, right? They destroyed your whole life, and now they go, hey, look it. Don't worry. Everything's cool now. Joe Biden won. Let's just all get along.
Right.
Screw you. Screw you.
Yeah.
Screw you. We're not getting along anymore.
They've been calling us racist.
Right.
Bigots.
Right.
Right. Ignorant.
Yep.
Right. I mean, all the list of things.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a tweet here from James Woods because he nailed it.
As they literally destroyed America. They took the major inner cities. Doesn't matter where you look, right? Every major city got a little of it or a lot of it, but they destroyed businesses owned by black people, white people, Republicans, Democrats. They destroyed the fabric of this country, and then they say, oh, well, we should just all get along.
Right.
Screw you.
Here's what James Woods says, and this is James Woods and people like him are pretty much the only reason I'm on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
Because there's some really great folks on Twitter, but Twitter, for the most part, is a sewer of ignorance.
Yeah.
There's no question about it.
Folks hiding behind in mommy's basement.
With anonymous things. This is, he nails this, though. He goes, and just like that, I'm going to quote this exactly the way he wrote it. And just like that, the rioting and looting has ceased overnight. And now half the country that pummeled America like a battered wife is telling her to put on sunglasses, hide her black eye, and be a good girl and come together as one.
Yeah.
Her answer, go fuck yourself. Yeah.
I love it.
Right?
That's right.
And rightfully so.
Absolutely.
I think, you know.
About part of it is they've already destroyed
him. He nailed it.
Left. Right.
Look, you can't go through and you can't, for those on the left, you don't listen to this. I know you don't, right? But I'm talking to, I guess, our followers and listeners, yeah. conservatives that follow this. You can't go around beating the other side up, calling us. Now, you got Biden out there going, let's heal. Yeah. You got Ocasio Cortez going, we're making a list. We're going to come destroy your business.
Yeah.
If you're a Trump supporter, you shouldn't have an opportunity to work. You shouldn't have an opportunity to be a business owner. You shouldn't be a college professor. You shouldn't be able to do, to work in any administrations. Well, first of all, nobody, Biden comes out and goes, wow, we're only going to work with the former Bush administration, Obama administration, folks like that. No kidding, right? I can pretty much rest assured that nobody on the Trump team is going to work for you, Biden.
No.
Don't worry.
Nobody
none of those folks want that job,
no.
right?
In fact, I know this for a fact because I know people that work in the Pentagon. They've said, we're already getting our resumes together. If that's going to be the case, we're not working for them, which is sad because that's what's going to be the fabric of this country going forward. We've got 4 years, hopefully only 4 years, of this left-wing garbage that's going to once again ram down everybody's throats. Let's pray we hold the Senate, folks. Let's pray we hold the Senate. And by the way, there should be every major Republican influence should be down in Georgia right now watching every little step of this.
Oh, yeah.
Because these dirtbags will do the same thing over and over again. They continue to do it, by the way.
Well, now that they know that they can get away
with
it.
I use Philly as an example. Well, they've been getting away with it for years.
Right.
I mean, Philly, we know, under Obama, they got away with it.
But not at this level, though, right?
No.
I mean, they stole the Senate race in Minnesota, right?
Well,
Al Franken clearly stole that
race. You know how it works, Glenn, right? Like, if you break into pick a store,
right? You steal something,
and we see this as proof in New York.
They don't prosecute you.
Don't prosecute you. We let you go. What do? They come back and steal something bigger.
Yep.
And bigger. And they're going to continue to do that until you put them in jail.
Right.
And you put them in jail for a long time, right?
Yep.
But if we just keep saying, little Billy, no problem. Just go back out there. You'll be fine. We'll rehabilitate you.
That's right.
Oh, they're not going to rebuild. These people are, look at their supporters, right? These are, anti-police, Antifa nut jobs.
Yeah.
They've got.
And they'll come for the left, too.
Oh.
That's what these morons don't understand. You in Portland,
they'll come
for
the middle of the road left. That's what they're going to do, right?
But even their supporters.
But
look at what they did to the Portland mayor.
Oh, yeah.
He had to move.
Yeah, yeah.
They went to his house. They started harassing him at his house.
No.
He was the one who supported them. He was the biggest champion in Antifa.
But
and yet the monster came for him,
Every major city that they destroyed was the cities that supported him, right?
Yeah.
The cities that supported him.
Right. Yeah, Florida seems to be doing fine.
Yeah, they do.
Houston seems okay.
No.
Yeah.
Very, very little in Florida. Why?
Yeah.
Because Florida will police itself, and the governor down there has got a brain in his head. And by the way, the governor and the leadership of the governor, you can feel that energy through the leadership of the different police departments. As the leadership of the different police departments down in Florida says, you come into our town, our citizens are armed, and I'm going to encourage them to protect themselves.
That's right.
Done.
Yep.
Done.
That's
All the rioting stopped.
Yeah,
done.
It's amazing how that works.
Not the morons in New York State where, don't worry about it. It's your fault. They want your property.
Now,
it's your fault.
Now they're going to go right back to the whole white guilt thing and everything else said before, which is a
I'm
bunch
so
of horse
sick
crap.
And tired of the. I'm so sick and tired of the racist garbage. Look,
you
are
get
not getting ahead because of because of the color of your skin. That's not an issue anymore.
Yeah.
We've had a president. You run all the black people run all the inner cities. Blah blah blah. I'm so sick and tired of somebody telling me and hearing that. Well, we deserve more because of the color of our skin. Get off your ass and go get a job. Get off your seat. That's as easy as
it is. The folks that have done great.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what color your skin, right? It doesn't matter.
No.
Whether it's Dr. Carson or Candace Owens or a whole list of people. Rice.
I got two daughters.
You can go right down the list.
I have two daughters. One's got darker skin. One's got really lighter skin. Never once did I have a conversation with them say, Allie, I'm sorry, but your skin's a little darker.
Well, the funny thing is they think it's racist. Like, if you get pulled over, put your hands in the wheel, don't reach for stuff. That's not a black conversation. I've had that conversation with my kids when I got their license. Here's what you do when you get pulled over.
Yeah.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
You put your hand, make the cop feel comfortable. It's going to go a long way.
Yeah.
If he doesn't feel threatened, that's going to bring his guard down. It's going to give you an opportunity to maybe get out of this thing, right? And be honest with them. Were you speeding? Yeah, I was. Whatever.
And why did they pull you over? Right. Oh, I was speeding.
Right.
Oh,
not because I was white, black, or brown.
Oh, I've got a warrant out for my arrest.
Yes.
Oh,
well, look at that.
Look at that.
Anyway, so back to some of this stuff here.
My car's not registered. No kidding.
Yeah, no kidding. You have a license plate on there. For those that think there's no fraud, let me give you a couple other things here that there's just so so much evidence that is maybe not, you know, I haven't seen it direct yet, but there's a lot of this, you know, 131 affidavits, right? You know, 2,000 ballots here, a bag of ballots found there, yeah. Video of this. Here's some more.
138,000 votes showed up before in the morning, all for Joe Biden.
All for Joe Biden.
Come on.
So here's most of Biden's 221,000 vote margin gain in Florida, the gain, that's when he came back, came from three counties. Guess what? The three counties received $15 million from the Zuckerberg-funded Safe Elections Project.
Oh, there you go.
Huh.
There you go.
That's interesting. The Safe Elections Project went to the areas where it didn't, that seemed to have corruption and anomalies. Anomalies. Interesting.
A safe election, bro.
Yeah. After Michigan fixes their glitch, they're calling it a glitch.
Facebook needs to be broken up. Twitter needs to be broken up. It's time. They have done way too much damage.
Well, that's not necessarily broken up, but at least applied as the rules of... Everything that Trump tweets, everything that goes against the Biden is the president narrative is labeled by a Twitter as a fraud. Or
same thing with us. Every time we post something like that on Facebook,
this is what it goes to. This is a joke. It says, you know, the results of the election of the fraud thing is, this is what it goes to. Voter fraud of any kind is exceedingly rare in the U.S. Election experts confirm.
Right.
Where were these so-called election experts 4 damn years ago?
Right.
When they talked about Russia buying 200,000 hours of Facebook.
Right.
4 years ago, it was, the fraud is rampant. We have a vulnerable system.
Totally out of control. Only reason Trump was elected.
Right. And now it's like, voter fraud of any type is incredibly rare in the U.S., according to the Associated Press and Reuters. Yeah, just like COVID is going to go away.
I could feel the sea levels, by the way, going down after Biden won this week. You could just feel this sense of, oh, my gosh. Everything's going to be okay, right? The media's back. We own the system once again.
Yeah. Well, meanwhile, while Biden's out there talking about unity and peace and harmony, people like Evan McMillan are out there, who's a Democrat. He ran for president of the independent line. He's a loser. We should keep and publish a list of everyone who assists Trump's frivolous and dangerous attacks on the election. Name and shame forever. Mm. How 1939 of you, Evan?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, hey, how about this?
They're
why don't we put a star on businesses, too? We did that once before.
A little tattoo on their arm?
A little tattoo. Maybe we could get all, you know.
What number would I be?
Man.
So you can already see, by the way, the dirtbag media solely spinning the narrative on the fight to COVID and the good news to the Biden camp. So I'll give you an example. 60 Minutes the other day, they said military operation Warp Speed is now starting to implement a plan. Wait a minute. Military operation?
No.
That was Donald Trump that did that, right?
Yep. That's why we have a vaccine that Pfizer sat on for 2 weeks and announced yesterday.
Yeah,
right? Nice of them, by the way.
Another dirtbag call. Right?
Well, when's the media going to apologize to Trump?
Trump knew they had it.
He did.
He continued to say, before the election, we will have a vaccine.
And
it's going to be explosive. And they slow-rolled it to 2 days after.
They slow-rolled it.
They knew damn well they had it.
And the media, shame on them. Media, anonymous sources say that they won't have a vaccine until sometime mid next year. Oh,
2 days after the election.
Really? Unreal. Yeah.
Really? Just enough where we feel confident that the media has spread the lie that Biden is definitely the winner. Now Pfizer comes out. By the way, a private company, 90%. They think the cure is going to be my idea. By the way, is, and this is a good one. I really think it's real easy. All the Democrats take it first. And then the registered Republicans take it after, just to make sure it's safe.
Well, they won't do it in New York because as Governor Cuomo clearly said the other day, this is bad news because it's not been released under Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right.
And so we're not going to trust it until could there be any more of an ignorant statement?
No.
I mean, honest to God,
no, you
could
can't.
You be any dumber as a governor
it
to say
matter,
we're going to wait for Biden to get in so we can administer this?
Yeah.
And the fact is, people are so dumbed down in this country now is they'll believe that Biden created the cure.
Yep.
Biden got the vaccine out. Biden came out and said, I got this task force. Here's what we're doing. And it's the exact same plan as what Trump has been doing. Yeah. He just basically took the Trump plan and put his own name on it.
He will absolutely take credit for it. But the mainstream media will run with this.
So
the vaccine will be approved by the end of this month. They will start to use it by next month. If it is 90% curable, as they're claiming, which I don't have any reason to believe it's not. Pfizer's a big company. They've been around for a long time. The Biden team will start to take credit for this. And by spring, miraculously, he will have saved the world. Everything will be great. It's so sad. Just so sad in the direction of where this this country's going. 100%, by the way, another win for Donald Trump. Operation Warp Speed shows exactly what you can do when you stick to what you need to do, push it through. I mean, really amazing how when you have true leadership, you're talking about, you know, something that now, of course, the mainstream media has lied about the numbers. They lied, still lying about it. They continue to talk about case count, not death count. Death count continues to go down. By the way, I saw in Florida, I think over the last 2 weeks, the death count's down like 60% or something like that. But on purpose, absolutely on purpose. Played it out, though. I mean, you want to talk about a playbook. They played it out perfectly. I mean, oh, my gosh. We were doing radio shows months ago about how they're going to figure out a way to delay the votes so they can figure out a way.
How many they're going to need.
How many they're going to need.
And then they'll get them in the middle of the night. And then they'll have those three days later. And that's exactly what they did.
And then miraculously after all this stuff ends, watch and see. Now, watch and see the media over.
Now, how did we know that? How did we know exactly? We laid it out. You're right. And I think a lot of people did. Here's exactly how they're going to pull the cheat.
And they did it.
And they did it. And, well, we'll see if they get away with it. This is, by the way, if they do get away with it, just so you folks that are over 75, and I don't know how many of you listen to a podcast, but share this with your parents if you're listening to your grandparents. The new new advisor to Joe Biden, he's the COVID advisor.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote out there, why I hope I die at 75. An argument that society and families and you will be better off if nature takes its course swiftly and promptly. Now, I want to remind you that the average death rate right now, or age of death, is 78.
Yep.
So if the COVID advisor to Biden does the work that he needs to do, apparently he's going to try to bring that average death rate
COVID
down.
COVID didn't do it.
To 75?
COVID didn't do it.
I mean, what the hell is that?
I'll tell you what it's all about. It's all about getting you prepared, folks, for rationing your care.
That's right.
That's exactly what's happening. They want a universal health care. Mm-hmm. They know it's crap, but it's fair. And then they get to decide who's going to pass away at 85 because they feel somehow that they're going to be God. Although they've already been doing that for years with abortion, right? I mean, now they're aborting babies that they're coming out of the womb. So why not abort grandma? I mean, you know what? I mean, you know, I'll tell you
just
what.
Cut it down on both ends of the spectrum.
Put Cuomo in charge of that. He did an awesome job of shoving
people back in the nursing homes. Well, he may end up being in charge. I mean, be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely.
He may end up being the COVID czar that decides on how to run the country, right? Well, what a scary thought that
is. Let's talk a little bit about COVID for a second. By the way, we do manage money for a living. If you need our help, go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. A lot of the stuff we talk about, we post to our Facebook page and Twitter account. So use this as a resource. Please, if you're watching on YouTube, subscribe on YouTube, like us, hit the bell, I guess. We need all the support we can get. Conservative message, by the way. I'm really nervous for the country because Fox News and watching Fox News.
They're done. They just went down in flames like the Hindenburg.
Somebody said breaking news, you know, Fox News listenership down or viewership down 50%. I can't stomach them. I just can't.
I got to be honest. I mean,
can't. That was the one outlet where I was sort of looking for to be able to see some type of honesty out there.
They broke away from Kayleigh McEnany yesterday because and then, of course, they added their commentary. Well, we're not going to sit here and continue to air. They're all in about it, folks. I'm telling you. Yeah. The deep state in this country is evil.
Yep.
And for those of you that think government is all pure and good, I mean, even under Trump. Now, did Trump do some great things? Yes, he did. He was able to use business principles to get the government to operate in a functional way, right? Mm-hmm. Operation Warp Speed, without government interference,
never
happens anyways. Right?
Never happens under Obama.
No, Obama and Biden, they just do task force, right? They're going to have meetings.
Yes.
They're going to have conversations.
$100 million websites, it would be a mess.
Leadership is making a decision when you have to make a decision, right? Leadership, this is why in the military we get our best leaders coming out of the military, because they don't get a chance to dither, right?
Yep.
When the rockets are coming in at them, they need to make a decision whether they're going to go east or they're going to go west.
But you got to make a decision.
They have to make a decision. Bellavia did a wonderful speech on this. He really nailed it when he talks about the indecision, having to make a decision. Look at what Cuomo has done, and most liberals do. They never want to make a commitment, a full decision.
No.
Look, now you own this, Cuomo. No. If Biden is in, the liberals own this, right? Look at what's going on in New York State, right? We don't want to talk COVID, right? How is it that Erie County is back up to 5%? that. Mm-mm. I thought Cuomo first came out and said, we're going to close maybe. No, we're not going to close. Yes, we are going to close. Okay, we're going to close 25% what businesses, employees have to go home. Okay, the next day it was 50. The next day it was 75. The next day they closed completely. We were calling it in real time. Tomorrow will be 25. Because Cuomo sits there and the train's coming. Goes, should I take a step off the tracks? Maybe I'll just take a little step towards the edge.
Yeah.
Oh, here comes a train still. Oh, should I take a step off the tracks? Maybe I'll take a little step the other way. Because they can't make decisions. They're not leaders.
And how could this be, by the way? How could all this be in the state of New York?
We were doing so good.
He wrote a book.
We're patting ourselves in the back.
He wrote a book on how he fixed it.
He had the game plan.
He wrote a book on how he fixed it. And now what he's telling us is the next 2 months will be the worst ever.
Right.
How could that possibly be? Poland cars. Kathy Hochul. Cuomo. You've shut down. I live in Alma. There's one restaurant
nothing
open.
Left.
Bravo.
Yeah.
That's it. There's one restaurant open. The other restaurants are all closed right now.
Yeah.
So how in the world could we be spreading this in New York? New York City is done.
It's done. Yeah.
Everything's closed. The restaurants are smashed. Well, how is COVID being transferred now if you've already destroyed everything? And by the way, 90% of your minions have been wearing these masks.
The Trump rally. That's where it came from. That's what Paul Carr said this morning. That's what he said. Yeah. Because we traced it back.
Oh.
I mean, the contact tracing didn't work anywhere else.
Oh, my God. What a dirtbag.
But he did. They contact traced this back to the Erie, PA.
I bet.
Not the BLM rally. No.
Not the
celebration of the streets.
Biden, yeah.
No. So they traced this. This latest came directly from Erie, Pennsylvania, and a Trump supporter. They know that because they contact traced it.
If that doesn't just make
you
sick.
Come on. Give me a break.
Like, that actually physically makes me ill.
They don't contact trace anybody else. Look, folks, this is such a joke. New York is a joke. They're not enforcing anything in New York. For those that are scared to travel, oh, my God, the National Guard.
Yeah, go travel.
Fill out the form. Put it in the box. Go about your business. They're not following up. They're not going to follow up.
Totally,
you know why? Because they can't run a hot dog stand. No, that's why. Here's what happens.
By the way, it's totally unconstitutional. Everything he does is totally unconstitutional. The problem is the first level of courts in this goddamn state are full of liberal piece of crap judges who don't care.
This is like think of the government now. Our governments, whether it's the state government or the federal governments, have gotten so big that they have taken on a life of their own. Right.
Yes.
So it doesn't matter if Cuomo's in charge or Pataki's in charge or who's in charge or Trump is in charge or Biden's in charge. Yeah, they can do things on the fringes, right? They can make some things happen. They can raise and lower tax rates a little bit. They can influence monetary policy with the Fed. They can create regulations. But the reality of it is what happens is if there were no president at all, if there were no governor of this state at all, the machinery of this state would grind ahead, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's layer after layer after layer of administrators and bureaucrats and managers
To your point, everything comes down from Cuomo to his minions, right? Hochul, Poland cars, and all the Democrats that run all these states and all these cities. And they're enough. They run the whole state, right? So there's a few Republicans like David DiPietro. They go to Albany and smash his head against the wall every day. But other than that, you're right. It just grinds ahead no matter what.
Yeah, it just grinds ahead. And with the Democrats.
None of them care, by the way. You think about this. I would be a little nervous if there was a Republican candidate that didn't want to relinquish full power. I'd say, look, at some point, these people elected me. We're going to do this as a team, right?
Yeah.
The Democrats don't care.
They don't care.
And the schools, by the way, all the schools are being run by Andrew Cuomo.
Well,
none of them care. By the way, they love it. They love it. All these administrators at the schools, here's what they're doing. Oh, geez, I'd love to take the masks off, but we can't, Andrew Cuomo. I'd love to put the kids back to school 5 days a week, but we can't, Andrew Cuomo. Then why the hell are you there?
Well, the newest mandate. So the newest mandate is that they have to test all the kids. 20% of the kids they have to test every week, right? And then they have to report to the county, which is going to report to the state and blah, blah, so they can keep their database and their list and act like doing a good job. And there's no reason to keep these database and lists.
No.
You're not keeping any or sort of accurate numbers anyways.
No.
But what they've set up these schools for is they set them up for failure. These schools are not going to be able to comply with the new rules, and so they're going to end up having to close.
Yeah.
But getting back to the state, the governments being behemoths, what happens is the Democrats get in charge and they spend their time in office cheating and stealing and enriching themselves.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Whether it's Joe Biden, Andrew Cuomo, his father Mario, or anybody else, Shelley Silver,
Let's not forget the Silver family.
Right? They're going to spend their time. So they don't really do anything. The government grinds ahead.
It gets bigger.
Right? They get bigger. They create agencies and they hand out money. They raise your taxes.
Can't figure out who's working where. It doesn't matter.
Then the Republicans get in, at least at the not in this state, but other states, and they trim things back a little bit sometimes. You know, maybe they trim the budget, maybe not the federal level, of course, but places like Florida they have.
Well, some of them get in, and Rick Perry goes, this is not a bad gig.
Right. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
I didn't realize what the Energy Department did. All these important things. Really, you were the governor of the top producing oil state in the country,
this
Texas.
This is great. This is good. Wait, am I going to pension out of this too? Oh, I can't let
Speaking of Texas, I got to mention Alaska here. How come they haven't called the vote in Alaska? How come Alaska's only at like 60% of the vote counted? Are they holding that away for insurance too? Because we talked about them holding Nevada until they figured out if they needed it or not.
It's a big open
Why are we a week past the election now, and you can't still count the ballots in Alaska and finish that up?
This is the United States of America, and we have the technology to fly somebody to the moon, but not to vote and make sure your vote is there and secured properly.
They can do it
there on time.
They can tabulate millions of votes in a commercial break on American Idol.
Seconds.
And you can't count 200,000 votes in Alaska to finish up the count?
Nope.
What are we doing?
Nope. I would say American Idol is a lot like the election now, in that you can vote multiple times.
Apparently. As long as you pay the fee, you know, just do it all. You know, whatever. Yeah.
So, by the way, Poland Cars is now, we're in a yellow zone here in Erie County. Yeah. That's what they're saying. I'm not exactly sure what that means, except for the fact now, here's how asinine this is. Restaurants are allowed to stay open, but now you only can have four at the table.
Right.
So, if you have a family of five, you're not allowed to go out and patronize that restaurant.
It's so dumb.
If you have a family of six, you're not allowed to go out. But if you have a family of four, you're just fine. Apparently, it's COVID free. So this is a lot. Like, I'm starting to learn a lot of things in the last few months. Like the Poland Cars 10-minute rule. If you're with people for more than 10 minutes, COVID.
No problem.
Below 10 minutes, no COVID. Now, if there's four people at a table, you're fine. Stretch it to five.
No.
COVID's going to find you.
That's right.
You
know what else I've learned is that chicken wings are not a meal.
Yes.
They do not qualify at a meal.
That's right.
I actually went to pick up food the other day from a local establishment in Alden, and we were waiting at the bar. Of course, we couldn't order a drink at the bar because our food wasn't ready.
No, you can't do that.
So, you know, and then, of course, we couldn't sit at the bar either. So we had to – or we couldn't stand. So we had to sit.
Right.
So why do I have to sit? Well, because I can't serve you if you're standing.
Oh.
I said, but you're not serving me. So I can't serve if you don't have food. Well, then I'm going to stand.
Right.
So you can't stand at the bar. I'm like, well, where should I stand? Because the food's not ready. I'm just getting takeout. Like, this is such a joke.
No.
I mean, honest to God,
what are we doing here? Yeah,
it's
just total lack of common sense, right? I mean, and we all know the liberals don't have any common sense. The problem is the rest of us now have to live in this crazy world.
Unbelievable.
So indoor and outdoor dining. Outdoor dining, by the way, too. Yeah. Only 4-person maximum. So apparently outdoor now you can still catch COVID.
Yeah. What about if it's a celebration for a fraudulently elected president? Is that
that's
okay?
Fine.
Can you do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely fine.
That's no problem. Yeah. Okay.
Houses of worship, 50% capacity. So unless it's Muslim,
mosques are fine.
Mosques are fine.
Walmart, I hear, is okay.
Mass gatherings of 25 people maximum, indoor or outdoor. So if you want to have a party at your house now,
is that now or is that if it goes to orange?
No, that's yellow.
That's yellow now.
So
okay.
Just so everybody knows, I will not be abiding by any of this, and I assure you, I will have 20-something plus people at my house. 30-something people.
We're going to have a big party coming up. I think.
And by the way, you health inspectors are always welcome to show up. I would love to videotape you. None of you have the stones to come on our podcast, our radio show. We've called you every week. It could be a great opportunity for us to get together.
These poor folks, they're probably put right in the middle, right? They probably got their higher ups going, go inspect those guys. Yeah. They're probably going, I don't want. They're going to put me online. They're going to make me famous.
I assure you, we will. I assure you, we will be interviewing you. There's absolutely no doubt about that. We are ready with cameras for sure. So once again, looking at case count, I would encourage people, if you're not sick, to not go get tested, because they are absolutely using it against us. That's what they...
But why are we even doing this anymore? I mean, let's be honest.
No.
What happened to... Look, anyone who... The thing with the Democrats is they have no memory span past about the last 5 days,
Don't need to.
Anything before that.
We
were told initially, and rightfully so, that we should just slow things down a bit so that the hospitals have time to prepare.
Yep.
If we just stayed home for a couple of weeks and closed down businesses,
that would allow
you know, companies like Procter & Gamble and Clorox to ramp up production, and you know, President Trump, I think, did a great job in working with our private industries to gather the supplies we needed. We supplied the hospitals, and then we reopened, and there was no surge.
Right.
I mean, there was a surge, but it wasn't like, I mean, look, we set up field hospitals that laid empty. We moved the ship in from D.C. to the to the Hudson, and it was never used. I mean, we didn't need nearly because the forecasters were wrong. We used academic models yet again, the same academic models, by the way, that we used to forecast climate change, yeah, or whatever the hell they want to call
well,
it now.
Well, right? Speaking of that, by the way, we had a really nice week here in Western New York,
yeah,
and it was the hottest
a record.
It's been, no, 129 years ago.
Record.
It broke the 129 yeah. years record. I'm yeah. sorry. Yeah, we broke
yeah,
a record.
Broke the record.
But I'm starting to think to myself, wait a minute, 129 years ago, we had almost identical weather. So, like,
must have been warmer back then.
Did I miss something?
Yeah. Like, well, that's when SUVs first came out.
Oh.
That's when they came out. That's when they started. The gas mileage went way down back then, 100 some years ago.
129, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking,
that's what caused it right away.
Like, if we broke the record from last year or the year before, yeah, then you can, like, say, okay, there's a pattern, guys. But
right,
129 years, yeah, I mean, that's a pretty long record. Like, what? Yep. What did I miss?
Definitely the SUV.
Was it? Yeah.
Suburbans.
Okay.
Yeah.
Must have been the horse and buggy back then.
Yep.
Horses
absolutely
had a lot of. My understanding is horses have a lot of gas, so there's probably more horses back then, and that's probably
that could be
crushing the atmosphere. Yeah. And then we went, you know, now so we're back. Okay.
Well, but if Biden does get in, if he does successfully defend these the fraud claims and challenges, you know, he'll fix it. I mean, I guess that's probably why Obama bought that waterfront property. He was so confident that, you know, Biden would carry on his legacy.
If it wasn't,
by the way, Obama hates
Hillary.
Biden. That's the funniest thing. Obama's out there holding his nose to promote to Biden. Came out the last second, right? Obamas don't like Biden.
Yeah.
The Obamas look down on the Bidens. The Obamas think they're the best thing since sliced bread. The Obamas are the most arrogant people on the face of the planet. They look down at Lunchbox Joe because they know he's a moron,
what
right?
What they do like, though, is he's going to be a puppet.
Oh, of course.
And the way this socialism works, by the way, is just like the Community Reinvestment Act, and not to beat a dead horse, but they plant the seed,
yeah,
and then they come back, and because our conservatives and our Republican leadership is spineless, right?
Yep.
So instead of removing all this stuff, the first 2 years in office, by the way, should have been gangbusters for the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. First 2 years of Trump's candidacy, first 2 years cleaned all this garbage out, every bit of it. Get together as a team. I don't care where you need to go. Get in a room together, have some cocktails, figure the damn thing out, right? Not a bit of it. But what the Democrats do is they throw this crap out there like Obamacare, mm-hmm, and like Obama did, and he's pretty arrogant but smart as a yep, liberal, right? What yep he says is, I'm going to put all this free stuff in there, and then I'm going to put all the expenses out down the road. And what's probably going to happen is a big part of this is going to get dismantled, but the foundation is in place. Very similar to the Community Reinvestment Act and Jimmy Carter, right? And
yep
then Billy Clinton wipes it off, and he goes, oh, this is sweet, man. I can really make this thing go. You know what we just need with this Community Reinvestment Act is a subprime mortgage market so we can divide all this crap up and throw it out in the market. Obamacare will come back. Yeah. It will. The goal will be for Biden and his team and Kamala to ramp this thing forward, to push it forward, to make it bigger and better. Now, Joe has already started throwing out the idea of Medicare at 60. Like, we're not broke enough from 65.
Great. We own a Medicare company.
So 60, he wants it at 60 now. Well, the goal will be universal health care,
yeah,
right? It'll wipe out all that stuff eventually, right?
Yep,
so his goal will be now, so they'll take
yeah
Obamacare, they'll supercharge it here, and then they'll throw in Medicare to see what they can do, right?
Yep.
And maybe they bring that down to 60. But now you're taking Obamacare, mashing it down with Medicare, and it's going to melt itself together, right? They'll throw it out there. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe we do get some conservative president in 4 years, but the conservatives and Republican Party spineless, right? So they'll remove part of it, not all of it, and the ball keeps rolling, right? It keeps rolling.
Yep.
And it'll keep rolling until we turn into Venezuela. And Venezuela is a crime-infested, disgusting mess with 90% of the people living in poverty.
Yep.
Will America get to 90%? Probably not. You'll probably see a 80-20.
Yeah.
There'll be plenty of people, by the way. The Obamas won't be one of them.
They'll just move the middle class down. The middle class, instead of making between 40 and 120,000, it'll be like 20 to 30,000.
Right.
That'll be the middle class.
That's
right.
And
that's
where
it'll go.
That lower ring will look a lot like California, where there's more tent cities, where there's more poor people, because the cost of living in a safe place will get expensive, right? That's what happened in California now. You want to live in a safe place, it's really expensive.
You can't afford it. You live under a bridge or you live in a mansion.
That's
what you got in California now, right?
That's right. Or you do this. You partner up with four other families, which is not some way I'd want to live.
Right.
And we're all going to buy one house together and, you know,
and
we're all going to
live in a room. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But Cuomo was, you know, talking about the liberals. You know, they this is the difference between conservatives and liberals. They always want to lower things to the lowest common denominator, right? If everybody can't, you know, have a big house, then everybody should be poor, right?
That's right.
And this goes to the vaccine. And specifically, Cuomo said, here's with his bad news. This is we can't. It's under Trump, and here's why: because we don't have confidence that Trump is going to be able to administer the vaccine in a fair way. Yeah. And so those people in the rural areas. Since when the hell was Cuomo worried about people in the rural areas? Let me tell you something: people in the rural areas don't care about your vaccine. Let me tell you something: people that where I live,
yeah, they're not good.
No, they don't care. Yeah. So, but anyway, but the people in the rural areas, he claimed, won't have an opportunity, the same opportunity to get it as people in the city. And so nobody should get it, right?
And the inner
so
cities,
nobody should get it. So right. If we have a cure to a disease, if there's a disease wiping this country out like COVID, if we have this rampant virus that's killing hundreds of thousands of people,
right.
Should we not utilize it because we can't give it to everybody?
Yeah.
So you mean to tell me if there's 100 people that are going to die and we've got a vaccine or a treatment that could save 99 of them, none of them should get it if we can't give it to all 100?
Think about that, Glenn. I want you to think about this. There was a governor I heard of who was so freaking stupid that he said ventilators would help people, and they actually had ventilators, but they didn't hand them out because right. They wanted to store them for future use. I mean, that sounds a lot alike, doesn't it? Doesn't it sound like that? But the other thing I heard was, well, some of the other inner city people aren't going to get it. Why? Why not? Why not go to the hospital and go get it? What's the problem?
Well, who cares?
I mean, I'll tell you one thing. I believe this. A lot of the Republicans are not going to rush and go get it.
Right.
So all your Democrat friends that you're worried about, go for it.
Right. I'm not in any rush. Try it out.
I'm not anti-vaccine, but I don't want to be the first in line. That's for sure.
Yeah, I'm okay for a while. I'm going to stick with the hand washing
I assure you, Andrew, all your Cuomo friends, all your Democrat friends, they can show up first.
Yeah, they're welcome to have it.
You can have mine.
Absolutely.
You can have mine. Glenn's willing to give his
up. But think about that philosophy, though. It's always about governing to the lowest common denominator, right? If the Buffalo schools are failing, then really, well, we can't have school choice.
No.
We can't give, because if we put a voucher program in place,
got to take the passing grade from 70 to 60.
Well, then some kids are going to get a better education than others, and we can't have that. No. They all have to have a lousy education.
Yeah.
That's the Democrat mentality, folks. That's the statism of the Democrat Party, right? It's the fixed pie. We've been talking about this for 21 years on the radio, right?
And the mainstream media they take it and eat it up, and guess what happens? That leadership takes a lot of people out there, and then their mind starts to go, oh, yeah, you know what? It isn't my fault that I can't get ahead. It's not my fault that I didn't go and get a certification to be an electrician or a plumber or a certification to do something. In our business, you need licenses. Hey, guess what? If you don't have licenses, we can't hire you. You're not even in the game. Sorry about that, but if you refuse to go get financial planning licenses, can't hire you, right?
That's
but
it.
But it's not your fault.
Right.
It's not your fault. It's not your fault that you didn't study. It's the color of your skin. It's you grew up in this area.
Based on, you can't do it. I got to be honest, though. Based on the fact that the Democrats refuse to allow them a proper education, in some cases, it's not their fault.
No, it's not.
They vote for those people.
It's the Democrats' fault.
It's the Democrats' fault, right?
I mean,
I feel bad for some of these folks that they have to put their – they know it. Look at when they open up –
indoctrinated since they were two.
Here's the evidence, right? When they open up a charter school or they have like a magnet program, whether it's in New York City or Buffalo, the waiting list is into the hundreds and thousands sometimes.
Yep.
Thousands of kids, thousands of families in New York City are begging to get their kids into these schools.
Not the kids, by the way, on that waiting list from good schools. So I'll use Western New York as an example. There's not kids in Clarence trying to get onto the charter school in the east side of Buffalo,
It's
those kids. Those very kids need the help the most.
And the families want their kids to get out of poverty, break the cycle. Yeah. They're desperate, right? Yeah. And the Democrats say, no, we're going to continue to be in complete control of your education, and then we're going to blame somebody else for your for what fails. It's amazing how they do it, and they get away with it, sadly. However, I will say this, and you mentioned this before the re-election. This is one more point back to the election. Donald Trump got the highest percentage of minorities in for a Republican in 60 years.
Yep.
You said before the election, if he gets that, he wins.
Right.
He got that.
And lost.
He got them the 3% that we expected in all these swing states.
Yep.
And yet at 4 o'clock in the morning, every single one of these states was flipped over.
Yeah.
I am absolutely convinced
that
the Democrats have this software. They embedded software into this particular software in these programs to make it so it flipped just enough votes that were needed.
Yep.
They pulled out all the stops. They used dead voters. They used ballot stuffing. They used destruction of Republican ballots. I mean, look, there's a video right here. The guy's ripping them up on video. He goes, see, this is a Trump vote. Ripping picking it up, going in the garbage. They know they're not going to get caught. There's no consequences, to your point earlier. No. They just do it.
Yeah. And by the way, most of these Democrats, not all of them, but most of these Democrats, and I see the Democrats, by the way. I see the folks who are voting for Joe Biden, and a lot of them don't care. Right. They don't have businesses that they've worked hard to save. Right. We've got a lot of our friends that have voted for Trump, and I see not all of them are rich. Some of them have done very well. Yep. Some of them are just hardworking people that started a painting business 20 years ago, and they've worked hard to build up enough of them name for themselves. They're providing for their family. And guess what? They don't want to go to jail. They don't want to lose that business. Nope. Right. They've worked too hard for it. Some of these Democrats, they could care less. These are the same people that are smashing in windows.
Yep.
You're not putting them in jail anyways. Who cares? George Soros, you want me to help change this voting machine, and you're going to pay me what? No problem. Who cares? Right? Who cares? You got the Hispanic vote too, by the way. Let's talk about some positives. Number one is you're starting to see the black vote change, and you're starting to see more and more conservative people say, "Wait a minute, this Democrat ticket that I voted for 40 years hasn't done crap for me." Yep. And you certainly see the Hispanic vote in places down like Florida. And by the way, more people are going to leave the state of New York. More people are going to leave the state of California. If we can get that Hispanic leadership down there to say, "I see what's going on, and we're not going to put up with this crap."
Right.
We floated over and got away from places that that did this already. We're not going to do this twice. Yep. I do think that's really, really important to changing the fabric of America.
I
do think if we can retain the Senate, we have the courts, folks. And I've said this forever. If you told me when Donald Trump was running the first time, look, he's going to beat Hillary and you're only going to get 4 years, but you get the courts. Or you get 8 years and you don't get the courts. I take the courts every day, all day.
I tell you what, if he doesn't get the court cases, then it doesn't break his way. And again, I don't know. I think it's probably 50-50 at this point, right? It's a hard once they call it one way, it's a hard battle to flip it the other. It's been done.
Let me say this. I don't think for a second, by the way, that these dirtballs at the head of the FBI, not you local folks. I love you local folks. Don't think for a second that the head of the FBI is being told, "Look, let Biden win."
Yeah.
Because there's going to be too much garbage and we're not going to be able to handle it.
Well, that's the next narrative for sure.
Because
the next narrative is going to be
where is the head of the FBI?
Well, they should be fired. Ray needs to be fired today.
Well, it should have been fired.
Should have been fired weeks ago.
Yeah.
What the narrative is going to change to now, folks? Mark my words. Is well, maybe there was voter fraud, and well,
but not enough.
Maybe
to
Donald
anything.
Trump didn't win. Yeah. No, I think it'll be even better. Yeah. Maybe Donald Trump actually won. But at this point, Biden's already halfway through the transition, and you know, really,
well, that's
if it flips the other way, they're going
to
burn down the cities and the amount of violence. And half the Republicans go, "Yeah, you're right. You know, I don't like Biden, but I don't really want to see
Romney's
my city
already
burn.
Out there going, "Yeah, I congratulate him. I'll welcome him in." Yeah. Now, what position do I get?
Right. Exactly.
is it possible for my son to hook up
that's
a Hunter
exactly
next
right.
week?
Honest
have a
to
little
God.
Coffee.
Exactly. this is right in your face. These people know they're not going to get caught, and so this is what they do. Right. This is a guy. He's a poll worker. Right. Now, maybe the videos are fake, but I have seen about a dozen of these, so they're all about the same, right?
Yeah.
This is a guy in his own words, right? He's just doing the video.
We're at the boat bailouts, which means we get your boats and we separate them. So if some of these boats happen to say, like this one, Donald J. Dumb Trump, that one just don't make it towards the mail.
Right? So it's just going to destroy it, right? So here's another one.
By the way, where is this guy? Like, hunt these people down.
Right, exactly.
Every step of the way.
Exactly. There's another one they just came out with I just saw yesterday where the guy – basically they said, listen, this is a poll-watching place yesterday or this past week. We had a wedding here this weekend. Here's what we found. They open up the bag. It's all torn-up ballots, and it's all Trump ballots. Mm. So
so
here's what they did. They fixed the computer system. They had glitches there. They destroyed Republican ballots because do you think every single person that worked for the Nazis was evil?
No.
Well, no, a lot of them didn't know any better. They were told they were so indoctrinated from youth how evil that the Jews were.
They thought they were doing something virtuous.
This is what people
were doing something good. The government is brainwashing me to do this and tell me to do this.
The media has demonized Donald Trump to a point that U.S. postal workers are gloating about.
They're heroes.
I'm going to fix this. I'm saving America. Right.
Yep.
It's disgusting.
Yep.
And meanwhile, going back to 1939, the AOC and people like Evan McMillan and folks like that who are influential people are out there saying we should be making lists of Trump supporters and making sure we go after and destroy their business. This is, meanwhile, Biden's going, we just kind of love and unity. Yeah. Here's what love and unity means to Joe Biden and Democrat Party. You will submit to exactly
like
what we believe and how we think, and anything outside of absolute loyalty will be destroyed, right?
Yeah.
So you can't, don't think for yourself, right? Unity to the Democrats means everybody thinks with this in the same way.
That's right.
And has the same, there's no diversity of thought, because if you even go an ounce off the reservation.
No, we smash your business.
That's
and
right.
We take what
you're
we
done.
Want.
Yeah. You're destroyed.
Yeah. We're all loving enough. And caring as long as you're for aborting babies. We love you, right?
Right.
As long as you're for working really hard and losing 60-70% of your money. We're all for it, right? We love you. You want to go to work and lose 70% of your money, you're with us, man. We love you, right? But you want you're opposed to your daughter going into a bathroom with the possibility of a man dressed up as a woman, you're a dirtbag. We hate you. But if you're okay with that, then you're part of us. We love you. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, gross. Well, what do you think? You want to wrap this up?
Yeah, I want to wrap it up. I mean, I could go, honest to God, folks, I could probably stay here all day and do an entire
Saturday.
Show.
We got Saturday. Make sure you tune in. Radio.com, iHeartRadio. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. If you're watching on YouTube, we really appreciate if you hit the bell. We need more conservative talk, folks. We are losing conservative talk radio.
Yeah.
Savage is gone, right? He's leaving.
He's going to podcasts, which is real. It's all going, folks.
Well, it is all going there.
They're taking down Fox News.
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time before they take down talk radio.
Left-wing animal is buying up these companies, and little by little. So I'll tell you what, it's going to be really, really important. Not just us, but all these folks you see conservative talk on YouTube. Subscribe to it, like it, and make sure you share everything you possibly can so we can get the message out there and saving America. God bless. If you need us throughout the week, we do manage money for a living. Use our team as a resource. 833-FIN-GUYS. We have offices in Rochester, Batavia, New York. Of course, our flagship here in Williamsville, New York. Down in South Florida, we have offices in Jupiter, Florida, Palm Beach. Use our team as a resource. Again, 833-FIN-GUYS.
Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And again, share it and like it. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And just know, the virus is going away now. The sea levels are going down.
Yep.
The Obama 14 or 22-room mansion is going to be just fine there in Nantucket.
Yep.
Everything's good.
Good.
All right. God bless. We'll see you next week.